Procrastination is one of the most frustrating of all ADHD traits, and there are a shit ton of tips, tricks, and tactics on the internet promising you a fix. Every single one of them treats procrastination as a problem to be solved. Well, today I'm going to make a different argument. Sometimes your procrastination is not a problem. In fact, it may be a piece of sound business intelligence. So if you're treating it strictly as a productivity issue, you might be tossing valuable data straight into the trash. Welcome back to the ADHD-ish podcast. I'm your host, Diane Wingert, and this is episode 4 in my current solo series, Reframing ADHD Traits as Business Strategies. 4 down, 1 to go. And today's trait might just be the one you've wrestled with the hardest and the longest. Procrastination, resistance, and avoidance. All different flavors of the same thing. So let's start with the conventional take, because you already know it by heart. Procrastination is a failure of willpower. You're undisciplined. You need better systems. You need to want it more. You need to get up earlier. You need an accountability partner, a habit tracker, a better planner, a Pomodoro timer, a productivity coach, maybe even a religious conversion. You know how I'm framing it is wrong, right? Because you have the systems. You've at least tried them, all of them. The habit tracker, the 5 a.m. challenge, the getting things done method, the bullet journal, the app that yells at you, the other app that gently encourages you, the accountability group where everyone quietly stops showing up by week 3. If discipline fixes worked, you would not be sitting here listening to a podcast about ADHD-ish business strategy. You'd be too busy checking things off your list to be listening to me. The productivity industry has built an entire economy around selling us discipline solutions to a problem that may not be a discipline problem. And when the solutions don't work, that very same industry has a very clever move ready. It tells you the failure is yours. You didn't do it right. You didn't stick with it long enough. You need the next system, and the next, and the next, and the next. Hey, I finally figured out this is not a personal failing on our part. It just might be a sign that the framing has been wrong from the beginning. Maybe you've been trying to solve a plumbing problem with a fresh coat of paint and then feeling bad about the paint job. Well, today we're going to pull up the entire subfloor. Here's the quick reframe. For ADHD brains, procrastination is mostly regulatory, not motivational, meaning, if your nervous system is doing something protective, this isn't your character being lazy. You're not avoiding the task because you don't want to succeed. You're avoiding the task because your brain, on some level below your conscious awareness, has already registered that something is off. And it's not going to let you proceed until you either acknowledge what's off or override it with enough stress hormones to force yourself into compliance. Guess which one the productivity industry sells you? You got it. Compliance through stress. That's what the deadline panic is doing. That's what the 9 p.m. adrenaline sprint is doing. You're not actually disciplining yourself. You're chemically overriding a signal your body sent you 3 weeks ago. And now you're paying for it in cortisol levels and shitty sleep. But here is the piece that actually matters for a business context. That regulatory response is not random. It's not a glitch. It almost always points at something very specific. A decision you haven't actually made, an offer you've outgrown, a task you should have delegated 6 months ago and didn't, a scope you underquoted, a relationship that's quietly breaking down, a conversation you know you need to have and have maybe been rehearsing it in the shower for weeks. Resistance is not the enemy. Resistance is the messenger. and the productivity industry has been selling us increasingly sophisticated ways to kill the messenger before we've even paid attention to the message. So we're going to stop killing the messenger. We're going to open the envelope. Now, I'm going to tell you about five things your procrastination might actually be trying to tell you. There is a diagnostic. There are five signals. Each one is a specific message that your procrastination might be trying to get through to you. And as I walk you through them, think about that one task that you have been resisting the hardest lately, the one you thought of instantly when you saw the title to this episode. You know the one. See which signal makes your stomach lurch a bit. Ready? Okay. Signal one. This one I call the delegation signal. Your procrastination is saying, this shouldn't be your job anymore. The delegation signal shows up on tasks that used to be completely reasonable for you to handle yourself. Bookkeeping, editing your own podcast, formatting your own emails, DMing clients about scheduling issues, chasing invoices, the tasks that grow out of the stage of business where you had to do every frickin' thing because there was no one else. But there is someone else now, or there could be. Your brain has already done the math on this thing and is refusing to move because the highest and best use of you and your time is not on this anymore. The move is not to discipline yourself into doing it. The move is to figure out who needs to be doing it instead and to actually let them do it, which for a lot of business owners with ADHD is the much harder part. Signal two. This one's called the decision signal. Now your procrastination is saying you haven't actually decided. And this one can be really subtle. You think you've decided. Maybe you told your business coach you've decided. You told your spouse you've decided. You told your Instagram audience you've decided. But you haven't. At least not at the level where your nervous system operates as if you actually made that call. Maybe you're trying to write a sales page for an offer you're really not sure about. Or you're trying to update your website when your new niche isn't that clear. You're trying to send a launch email for a program you genuinely have mixed feelings about. Your brain is not letting you build the second floor of a building when the foundation isn't poured. So in this case, the procrastination is not laziness. It is structurally accurate. It is refusing to execute on a decision that hasn't fully been made. So the move is not to push through. The move is to make the actual decision first. Then the task becomes doable, sometimes even embarrassingly quickly. Signal three. This one's called the sunset signal. Now procrastination is saying, you've outgrown this. This one hits business owners who've been at it for a while, and it's often mistaken for burnout. You have an offer, a product, a program, a service that used to light you up, a signature program you built a couple of years ago, and you thought it was the best you've ever done, a retainer relationship that used to feel like your sweet spot. And now, every time you sit down to do it, it's like you've put on a pair of pants that are a bit too tight in all the wrong places. The dread is not laziness. The dread is grief. Your identity has moved forward, and your business hasn't caught up yet. The procrastination, in this case, is your nervous system holding the door open, waiting for you to admit you're done. If a lot of this recurring half-loved work is on retainers or subscriptions or evergreen offers, that's the recurring revenue trap from episode 321. Procrastination is the early warning system for an offer you need to sunset. So go back and listen to that episode if the signal is pinging for you now. I'm going to link to it in the show notes so you don't forget. Signal four, the revenue signal. In this case, your procrastination is saying you underpriced and your nervous system knows it. You keep pushing this project off the calendar. You keep rewriting the email to the client three times before you send it. You feel a specific kind of tired every time you open the file, and it's not the kind of tired that a nap or a good night's sleep fixes. This is not laziness either. This is your nervous system quietly refusing to work for what you agreed to be paid for it. And this is the whole point of episode number 317, where I made the case that time blindness may not be a productivity problem, but in your business, it could be a pricing problem. If you haven't listened to episode 317, this signal is not going to make full sense until you do. So I'm going to link to that one in the show notes too, for the same reason. You're welcome. Because the underquoting happened weeks or maybe months ago, and the procrastination is showing up now. So it's easy to miss this one. The distance between the two can make it really hard to see the connection. But I promise you, the connection is there. And the move is not to grind through underpaid work. You know it isn't. The move is to raise the price on the next one, restructure the offer if the model is broken, or have the conversation with the client about the scope of work. Whichever one applies, your nervous system already told you which. Signal 5. This one is the clarity signal. Now procrastination is saying the scope or the stakes aren't that clear. This is the one that shows up on tasks where you really can't see the shape of the finish line. And this is really important for neurodivergent folks, especially creatives. We need to actually see what the end looks like in order to get ourselves there. This is what happens when a client project is vague about the deliverables, or the meeting where you don't actually know what's going to be discussed and decided. The email that requires you to take a position that you haven't fully worked out in your own mind yet. The proposal where you don't know if the client wants a strategist or an implementer. Your ADHD brain will refuse to move when it can't see the freaking target. Not because it doesn't want to, not because it doesn't give a care, and not because you're lazy. Because it has been burned before by launching effort into the fog and then having to redo the work. This is personally one of the things that chaps my hide more than anything else, is not being clear and having to start over, especially if it's more than once. So when it's the clarity signal, procrastination is the brain saying, we are not going to spend the fuel until we know where we're going. The move is to get the clarity before you try to execute. Ask the question, confirm the scope, define the target, and then move. Now, in case none of these 5 is landing for you, and you actually have the opposite problem, your brain wants to lock in on something else, and you keep getting pulled back to the task you're resisting, that might not be procrastination either. That might be hyperfocus, which is episode 315, the first one in the series, and you know exactly what I'm going to say next. There's a link to that in the show notes too. Quick pause. If you're already running the one task you've been resisting through those 5 signals in your head, I got a suggestion for you. Die AI. Die AI can walk you through it right now, or better yet, right after you finish listening to this episode. If you haven't already heard, Die AI is my digital coaching clone, trained on the ADHD-ish method and every framework I use with my private coaching clients. You take the task you've been avoiding, drop it in a chat, and ask Die AI to run the diagnostic. I promise you're going to get a strategic response built with your ADHD brain in mind. If you haven't signed up yet, access to Die AI is still free. And you know what I'm going to say, there's a link in the show notes. Okay, back in a minute. Okay, this is the heart of the episode. The pivot that makes all the difference. The move is not to discipline harder. The move is to first diagnose before you move. diagnosis, then intervention, not the other way around. This is basic clinical logic. A doctor doesn't walk into the exam room and say, well, whatever it is, let's try harder. A doctor asks questions, listens to what the body is doing, and then decides what's to do about it. Your business deserves the same. So when resistance shows up, the first move is not to double down and try to override it. The first move is to ask, what is this resistance telling me? Run it through the five signals, and then take whichever one lands. Now, this is the part that separates from the people who use this, from the people who nod along, and then go back to the Pomodoro timer or whatever. You gotta be willing to take the answer seriously, even when the answer is uncomfortable, even when the answer is kill the offer, even when the answer is have that hard conversation with the client or team member, even when the answer is raise the price and risk losing them, even when the answer is hire someone and stop pretending you're going to get around to it, even when the answer is this whole model is wrong for the business you're trying to build. Now, I'm going to say the quiet part out loud because I am just like you, and I do not want you running your own business to be so fucking hard. Your procrastination is not asking you to push through. It's asking you to make a decision that you've been avoiding. And disciplining yourself through the resistance is the mechanism that lets you keep avoiding that decision. This is why many productivity systems don't work, or at least not for long. They are functionally avoidance mechanisms. They give you the feeling that you're doing something about the problem while allowing you to not do anything about the actual problem. They are the business equivalent of rearranging the deck chairs. Very organized deck chairs, very beautifully labeled deck chairs on a ship that is maybe still going down. You do not need better chair arrangement. You need to look in the water. So here's your assignment. And if you've been listening to the other episodes in this series, you knew that was coming. Pick the one task you have been procrastinating on the hardest lately. You know which one. Don't switch to a safer one because this one's uncomfortable. Stick with this one, especially if it's uncomfortable. Run it through the five signals: delegation, decision, sunset, revenue, clarity. Ask the questions. Which one is this? Not which one would be convenient or comfortable. Which one is actually true? Take the one that pings the loudest. And then, and this is the whole experiment, within 48 hours, you're going to act on the actual signal, not by doing the task. That is the productivity industry's advice. And it may be wrong, wrong, wrong. You're going to act on what the resistance is trying to tell you. If it was the delegation signal, you hire someone, or you make the ask, or you start the search. Actual movement, not planning to start. If it was the decision signal, you make the decision. You write it down, and you say it out loud to someone who will hold you to it. If it was the sunset signal, you take the offer off the sales page, or you write the email to that retainer client. Or at the very least, you tell yourself out loud, this offer is going to end, and give it a specific date. If it was the revenue signal, you raise the price on the next one. You send the scope conversation email. You look at the terms of the current arrangement with eyes wide open. And if it was the clarity signal, you ask the question that gets you the clarity. You do not proceed on a vague version. You get that target defined, and then and only then do you move. Notice what the experiment costs you, and notice what it returns. Both of them are data. Both of them are teaching you something about how your business actually works, which is what all of this has been about from the beginning of this series to the last one, which is one more after this. Now, if something in this episode made you anxious about that one specific task, that anxiety is data too. Sit with it. Run the questions. Make your move. This is episode 4 of Reframing Your ADHD Traits as Business Strategies. There's one left, and that one is about the silent tax that object permanence puts on your pipeline. What I call the out of sight, out of mind trait that everyone with ADHD knows all too well. The shit that disappears the moment it's not right in front of you. The leads you never followed up on, the referrals you never asked for, the opportunities you can't act on because you literally don't remember them, and what to build so it stops costing you money. If you're starting to wonder whether you're ready to fix what's not working in your business, not on your own, but with expert guidance, support, and accountability, the link to schedule a free consultation with me is in the show notes. That's the first step. And hey, thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.